I'm Laurie Mallon, and this is the Profitable Health Coach Podcast, the show where we're all about creating a sustainable, enjoyable, and profitable online coaching business that gives you the freedom and flexibility that you want. We'll hear about strategies, systems, and solutions from experts and fellow coaches who've created the business of their dreams, providing amazing transformations and connecting with clients across the globe. You'll learn how to get started without the technical overwhelm. Join me on this journey to become a profitable health coach. We are here with Toki Adeyemo. She is a nurse, she is a health coach, and she's here to share with us her recent experience of having her first 10K launch of her health coaching program called Body Reset Academy. And I'm very excited to have her here with me. I talk to Toki all the time, but I want her to share with you firsthand her experience of how she launched her program and how she set a goal and she smashed it. And welcome to the show, Toki.
Thank you, Laurie. Thank you. I totally appreciate this. Yes. As Laurie said, I'm a nurse practitioner and I'm also a health coach. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, and I just recently am coming off of my first official launch and really excited to just share with you guys kind of some of the things that I've learned and some of the things that I kind of went through in my launch that will hopefully help you guys to get through your launch as well.
What I would like for you to do first is kind of give us the background. What led you to health coaching from where you were before? Bring us kind of through that journey a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. So it's interesting because I actually started off after, so we have four children. I started off after my third child really wanting to like do some work from home because I work in the hospital. I work currently in the emergency room. It's kind of like where I'm currently working clinically. And I wanted to be able to do more stuff from home. And so I actually started off, interestingly enough, wanting to be like an Amazon seller. Like I wanted to sell on Amazon. And then I went from that to like, you know, wanting to do an online maternity boutique. Like I've done like so many, or I've had like different interests. And then I kind of had my own journey with kind of health loss, or weight loss and then transformation and losing a good amount of weight. And I'm a nurse practitioner and I love health. And I thought, well, why don't I go into that? Like that's something that I've conquered and then I could teach other people about. And people started asking me more about like, wow, like you lost 50, 60, 70 pounds. Like, how did you do that? And that's kind of how I fell into it. Really just kind of fell into it that way. So I guess it was probably, let me think, 2019, where I started off like really looking into kind of like health coaching and like seeing what I could do in terms of different things online in terms of like health coaching. So that's kind of how it started.
Got it. So it sounds like you were what's known as a serial entrepreneur. You were absolutely looking for that place where, you know, it really like fit for you. And it turns out your own experience kind of led you to the place that made the most sense.
Absolutely. It's exactly what happened. And I think like, I don't think I'm unlike anybody, like other people that are kind of starting off in the online space where you're like, oh, let me look at this. Oh, let me look at e-commerce. Let me look at, you know, a boutique or, you know, like different things and different things that people see that they want to maybe just try to delve into or, you know, take a look at. And that's kind of where I was as well. And then kind of settled into my sweet spot. So, yeah.
Got it. Yeah. And I remember it was 2019 because that is when you came to me for help with your website. I remember originally we started out doing that. That's how we met.
That summer. Yep. Remember? Yep.
Gosh, it feels like, I don't know, 100 years ago. And yet it was only two.
2 years ago.
So we'll talk a little bit about the program that you just launched. Let's just get right into it. So okay, this launch that you had, tell us about the program. How did you create the program that was part of the launch?
Right. Okay. So that's, so you know what, to be honest, like I've done a couple of different coaching programs and kind of learning how to create an offer, but not how to create any offer, like an irresistible offer, like an offer that people would want to buy, like that my ideal client would want to buy. And so just through kind of my own research, doing a lot of reading online, I follow a couple of different people. And then I've been in a couple coaching programs on how to craft my offer is how I kind of came up with mine. And then for this particular offering that I have in Body Reset Academy, well, so let me take you back. Last year, after I had my fourth child, I really was wanting to, kind of put together a program and really just get something launched and get something going. And one of the coaching programs I was in at the time, she was like, you know what? You're overthinking it. Like literally, you know, you kind of know what to do. Like, let's put a couple of base things together and just throw it out there online, like throw it up on your page and be like, hey, is anybody interested in like a jumpstart, like a, you know, a weight loss, like jumpstart and see what you get. And that's exactly what I did. I posted it up on my Facebook personal profile and I had a lot of people be like, yes, 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 I'm interested. And then from there, I kind of put it together. And that was kind of how I got my first kind of offering on a smaller scale in terms of what I was kind of offering for my program. And then from that, I got a couple of testimonials and I was able to grow it up from there and turn it into a longer program. And based on that initial program, got what worked and what didn't. And then I kind of had my kind of solid core. And that was how I was able to get just my offer together in terms of what I knew would help people and would work.
Got it. So it sounds like you pre-sold it. You were throwing some spaghetti out to see what stuck. And, you know, if you didn't put the whole thing together and then try to sell it, you said, hey, I'm putting together something that's going to, you know, help you feel, have more energy, lose weight, define this transformation that you just had.
Right.
And you said, would anybody interested in learning how I did this?
Exactly.
And then you kind of took them through. And it sounds like what you did was kind of an iterative process where, you know, you did round. You got some testimonials, you got some feedback, found out what worked, tweaked a few things, and just kind of kept doing that.
That's exactly what happened. Because like when I posted it up on my page, hey, anybody interested? I didn't even have anything together. I was just kind of
right.
Like, anybody interested? And people were, you know, I was like, comment yes. And they were like, oh, yes, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. People are interested. And that's how I kind of started. And then like from there, just with the help of that particular coach, like we put some things together and I had an offering and yeah. And that was pretty much it. Like I say, and then I got some testimonials behind that and then ran it a couple times and tweaked it a little bit and tweaked it and tweaked it. And that's kind of how I got, you know, and I'm still tweaking, you know, honestly, like it's never like you're always tweaking.
What would you say is the one thing about your program, right? Because there are, I don't know, bajillions of weight loss programs out there. So what would you say is about your program that really just sets it apart? What would be different working with you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a couple things, like I am personally like vested in the transformation and the success of my clients and the people that work with me. I want to make sure that I have that high touch support. And I want to make sure that I invest and put in everything I can into each person that I personally work with. You know, if they show up, I'm showing up. Like, okay. I'm never going to leave them behind. I'm never going to like not be there for them. Like, if they're showing up 100%, I'm showing up 100%. And they put their best foot forward and I do the same. And yeah, hopefully from there, it, you know, it works. And that's exactly what has happened and what's been my experience. The other thing is that I also, like in my program, one thing I've seen in my program that I haven't seen in a ton of other programs is we do some mindset work. We really dig into some mindset things and kind of the mental barriers that surround weight loss. Because a lot of programs, they'll say, you know, like they may talk about like, well, what do you eat and nutrition? And those things are very important. And we do address those things in my program, but I don't think it's helpful if you address those things and you don't talk about the mental side of weight loss and you don't talk about the mindset shifts that need to occur for success. And a lot of programs don't talk about that. And that's one thing that I touch on and I really bring home in my program, kind of that mental side of weight loss.
Got it. So you have a very highly individual, customized, I want to say it's customized, but you are giving a lot of attention to the clients that work with you. This is not just a generic, like big group, you're one in, you know, 20 or 50 or whatever, and they never get to hear, talk to you or get your input or anything like that. You are working with them directly.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty high touch. So my program is a hybrid program. It's it's group coaching, but there's also some one-on-one aspects and some one-on-one elements as well. So we have group coaching because I think there's a lot of value in the group coaching experience, learning from others and kind of hearing others' experiences and where they may be struggling. And, you know, you can kind of compare and, well, not compare, but you can kind of see other people going through the same thing as you. And that's really helpful for people to see that and experience that. But at the same time, you may have your own individual place where you're struggling. And so you need that kind of one-on-one. And so there's, and so my program has the one-on-one part, but then there's also the group coaching element as well. So I call it a hybrid program.
Gotcha. So they got the, they have the support of a community, and then they also have, you know, your expertise directly applied to what they're doing.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, exactly.
Okay, let's jump into the launch process. Okay, so yes, this is great. So can you kind of walk us through your launch experience?
So the whole launch process, right? Because like, it's interesting when you talk about what a launch is, I feel like some people may not even understand what it means to quote unquote launch. A lot of people think about a launch maybe as like a, like as a one event type of a thing. Maybe it's just the webinar, or just the, you know, whatever the launch event is. But the truth is that there's the pre-launch, the actual launch event, and then the post-launch phase. And all of that is part of the launch. So like my launch phase started, I guess, mid-January and went to early February. So my launch phase is probably about 3-4 weeks in terms of just like pre-launch and things like that. And so I decided late 2020, so probably November, I was already thinking about, okay, I know I want to launch in the new year, right? And I'm a, you know, as I mentioned before, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I have 4 children. I knew I was gonna need some help. And so what I did was I sat down and I thought about what it would look like for a person to come into my world, right? Whether that be on social media, through my email list, like what it would look like for them to come to, or come into my world and their process, like basically the customer journey from when they come into my world all the way till they buy and all the way till they actually start the program. And I mapped everything out. So it was kind of sitting down, putting everything on paper and saying, okay, from the time the customer comes to me, when they find me on social or wherever, what that will actually look like. And so that way, just going through, and I really did it in a very detailed manner. So like them finding me on social media, you know, like the time period that it would take for them to get to know me, kind of that, that know, like, and trust, them getting to know, like, and trust me, from them maybe landing on my email list, going through my sequences, coming into my launch event, going through, you know, my webinar, and then them buying from me, and then them going into like the onboarding. So that's kind of what I did. I did work with a couple different people to really be able to get all this together, because it really is a massive amount of work. And while you can do it on your own, and I know if you're trying to save money, that's something that you can do, but I really needed the help, again, because I'm just like so busy at home, just with the kids and my husband and things like that. So once I mapped everything out and looked at everything, I then said, okay, what can I do on this list? Like, what can I realistically do? And then what can, you know, what do I need to outsource and have outsourced? And that's kind of how, like, that was kind of like the bird's eye view of looking at the kind of the launch structure and the launch timeline.
Got it. So it sounds like you really put a lot of thought into you know, that pre-launch phase where you wanted to really build trust with your audience before you even had anything to sell them. You didn't want to, you know, the first experience for them to be, you know, finding you and you're pitching to them, right? You wanted to have them build that trust, get to understand why, you know, why are you an expert at what you do? What's your story?
Exactly.
Why would they want to work with you? You know, really kind of just get to know you before you even, there's even a hint of, do you want to work with me? So that sounds like that was a really smart thing to do, to kind of start way back and just have that long runway where you could do that.
Exactly.
The other smart thing is outsourcing. you know, and I know this is a hard thing for a lot of coaches to do, especially when they're first starting, because outsourcing does cost money, but so does your time, right? So if you're a wife, your mom, you work full time, you're busy, right?
Exactly. That's the thing.
And I mean, you're very talented, but you're not a graphic designer. You know, you're not a Facebook ad specialist. If you have a goal for a launch and you want to be successful, you really do need to kind of bring in specialists who are good at what they do and, you know, are going to give, you know, make your launch high quality.
Exactly. You've got to bring in people. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there are people that execute launches from beginning to end, but I would say those people probably have, maybe they're not working or they have a ton of time. But if you really want to, I think, have the best chance at a pretty successful launch, you do need to bring in people. And there's just a lot of things. I mean, because you got to think about it. There's copy, all the copy that goes throughout the launch, right? All the copywriting that's involved, getting your lead magnet, getting all your sales pages together, your sales page copy, getting your graphics done, your social media content. There's so much. And so really, it really would be a great idea for people to look at what they can and cannot do. And I think they kind of have to look at what they're good at as well. Like, okay, what can you do? What are you good at and you feel comfortable with? And then if you're not good at it, rather than doing maybe like a not great job, I think looking at outsourcing those things would really be kind of the best thing.
You started in November and the launch ended in February. And I'm sure you kind of had it was kind of a roller coaster. From what I heard, it was a roller coaster, right? So what would you say surprised you the most about this entire experience?
Yeah. Let's see. What surprised me the most? I feel like all the little pieces that you think, because, you know, it's interesting because even though I mapped everything out, there were still some things that I didn't, you know, that I didn't think about or that I didn't anticipate, you know, let me see if I can give you an example. So I did a webinar. It was a webinar launch. And just kind of some of the integrations that I wasn't aware of. So like the integration between, so I use Kartra for my email list. My website is built on Kartra. My email list is on Kartra and my funnels and things like that. And just kind of even the integration between Zoom webinar and also Kartra to make sure that everything works together. These are some of the little things that you don't know because you know, oh, okay, well, I'm going to host my webinar. You know, I'm going to host my webinar with Zoom, but then you're sending them to a landing page, like a Kartra landing page, and just all the integrations that go along with making everything talk to each other. These are like some of the technical stuff I feel like, which I wasn't aware of, you know, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that. But I'm really glad that I had actually outsourced my tech because I'm like not techie at all. Like literally I can get around the internet. Like I'm really not techie. And so I really needed to have that. I was glad that I had that taken care of. And so like, I think that was probably one of the things, like some of the tech stuff. And then it's interesting because even with outsourcing a lot of things, I think one of the things that surprised me was like that being that person to manage everything, like all the moving parts and all the moving pieces. Because the thing about it is like, oh, you know what, your copy person needs to get in, you know, this amount of copy to you so that your page design person can have everything designed. And like, just basically managing the overall board and the overall picture, that's a whole nother thing in and of itself. So you've got all the moving pieces of the launch, but then that person that's overlooking everything, managing to make sure things are done on time, that's a whole nother piece as well. And so it's like, who's managing the whole launch? So that's one thing as well that I like didn't really realize, like that is actually a duty to manage, to make sure everybody's doing everything. And so that's something else as well.
So it sounds like you were surprised by, even though you had an idea of what was going to go on in the launch, how much actually went into it. And I remember you messaging me, it was, I don't know, one morning or one evening or something. And you said you had fallen asleep, like literally fallen asleep at your laptop working on something. And you just passed out like mid task.
So
you were out cold.
I mean,
yes. Yeah. And it's a lot of work. A lot goes into, having a successful launch, especially when you are the point person and you're kind of, making sure that the project manager has all the stuff that they need and the graphics and the Facebook ad copy and all the things that are going to kind of go together.
I think I was working on one of my email sequences that night. Like it was late, like probably after midnight, and I had to go to work the next day. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have a deadline. I needed to get in one of my email, I think my pre or post webinar email sequence into the tech person to like load up all the emails. And I was like, oh, I need to like look through this email sequence. So yeah, those are like really important things that people don't realize. Like, you don't realize. And it's not, if it's not done ahead of time, there you have it. So
your goal for this launch, what was in your mind for what a successful launch looked like to you?
Right. I felt like if I could get 5 people organically, that would be really good. I felt like with all my, because I didn't have a big following. I still don't. I don't have a large following on social media. I don't have a large following on Instagram. I have more on Facebook, just my personal profile, but my, like we all know, like the Facebook business page doesn't really get a whole lot of reach. And so I didn't have a large following, and I was like, okay, you know what? If I can get 5 people organically, that would be great. And that would be good to me. And for me, that would be a good, like, I felt like a launch that I could scale up from.
What did you actually end up getting for a client number?
So I actually got 10 people in. I actually got 10 people. So I wanted
double yes. What you wanted. Wonderful.
And I actually got 10. And so I was like, what? it's funny because I sold a couple of slots in the DMs, but in the launch phase before I even got to my webinar.
And so you had a little head start is what you're saying. That's good. That's good. Yeah. That kind of gives you a little pumps you up a little bit to feel like, okay, at least I'm starting ahead. So
exactly. You go in confident, like, okay, this is really, really good. Just in like the pre-launch phase. Like, so that was really good for me.
So when you hit your goal, can you give us an idea? What did that feel like?
I was like, holy crap, I did it. I was like, oh my gosh, I actually did it. So like, I was like, did I just make $10,000 online or what? Like, I just cannot believe it.
Let me ask you this. You're a mom, you've had 4 kids. Would you compare that feeling? Let me stop. Just kidding.
Pretty darn close. Almost. It's in the running for sure. For sure.
Let's go back a little bit before you hit that goal. At what point did you realize like this is happening? Like I can see the top of the mountain here. I can see the finish line. Right. I'm going to hit my goal.
Yeah. I guess like after the cart opened and I was making sales in the cart, like in the open cart phase. And I said, wow, like people are actually buying, and I said, okay, this is pretty amazing. And, it was like, I got one and then I would get another and another. And then I said, oh my God, I think I'm actually going to get like 10 people. And so I remember when the last person, I think I'm trying to remember, let's see, like the last person that I had that actually bought. And I saw it come through in my email, like, it's Kartra, when you get a sale, it says, congratulations, you made a sale. And I was like, I actually got the 10th person. So it was pretty amazing.
I remember you messaged me and you're like, it happened. I did it. And I was like, I was celebrating for you as I'm putting my son to bed. I'm celebrating for you. Like, I'm so excited. So that's the high moment, right? So let's talk about the low. Okay. We're not going to stay there. We're not going to focus on it, but what was the low point for you where you're like, what am I doing?
Right. So this was interesting because this launch, one of the things I guess that you kind of decide too is like whether or not your launch is going to be like all organic, or are you going to get people in through, are you going to get people like get leads in like paid leads, like paid traffic versus organic traffic? Get people in organically, or are you going to pay for your leads? Right. And so in my launch, I initially kind of decided I wanted to do both. I wanted to promote organically, but I also wanted to get into Facebook ads and see if I could bring people in that way. And so I had plans for both. And in the first phase, which I was doing some list building ads, like my ads weren't working. I mean, they were not. And, you know, granted, it was my first time really running ads, and I was running it kind of in conjunction with somebody else that was kind of helping me. I had taken like just a little Facebook ads course last year, and I didn't really have a ton of time to really dig deep into the ads. But, you know, I said, OK, I'm going to try and do this. And so my ads weren't really converting. And I was just like, wow, like if my ads are not working, you know, I think part of it was self-doubt, because I'm thinking to myself, will I be able to convert people that, you know, organically, like, or do I need paid traffic? And really, honestly, I'll say this, like my entire like ads part of my launch, like halfway through, I ditched it. I just was like, you know what, this is going to be an all organic launch. But I was disappointed though, that first stage, like trying to get people in through my ads, and like, it really wasn't working. And I was like, wow, it's almost like, do I just like leave this? But I'm like, no, I'm already promoting that I'm going to have a webinar. Let me just kind of go ahead with it.
At any point were you just like, let me just walk away from this and, you know, regroup and try again in a couple of months when I feel more confident, or I figure out whatever part is, you know, throwing me off?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to, but then I couldn't because I already told people a date. I mean, I wanted to, but then I didn't want to go back online and be like, oh, sorry, guys, just kidding. Actually, I had to, you know, I didn't want to do that. And I was like, well, I just need to finish it. I just need to finish it. But there was definitely a point where I wasn't like as enthused to kind of go on, because I felt like I was scared of going into a webinar with nobody in the room, like with the Zoom room, because I was using Zoom webinar, and the Zoom room be empty, and I'm just like talking to myself, but knowing that I had to like, or talking to two people and just talking to nobody. And so I wanted to kind of quit, but then I didn't, because I'd already put the date out there. And that's one thing too, if you put the date on the calendar and you start promoting it, you're kind of are held to it. So
you're
it kind
stuck.
Of, yeah. It kind of helps you to kind of push on, even if you're feeling like not great about what you're, you know, not great about maybe the process.
If you were going to look back at your experience and pick one thing that in your opinion worked really well, like you're like, this was gold. If I launch again, when I launch again, I will redo this part pretty much to a T. I will verbatim do this part again. This worked great. What would that be for you?
So the project management software that I used with all the people that helped me with my launch, down to like my tech people, my graphics, you know, like the person that I use to kind of help me with graphics, social media, all that stuff, all of the kind of moving pieces of the launch, most like 90% of the launch was kind of perched out from a project management, I used Asana. Mm-hmm. So Asana was the board that I used. I mean, some people use like Trello. There's a couple out there, right? There's like Asana, there's Trello. I can't think of the names of some of the other ones right now. And I've used Trello in the past, but I didn't find it to be as user-friendly. But Asana was amazing, because everybody that worked with me on the launch could see what was going on in real time. And that was really, really helpful. And also, when you have so many moving pieces, so many things that need to get done, you kind of need one central place to be able to see how things interact with each other, and what needs to get done when, and deadlines for this person, or, you know, this person needs to have their stuff in so that this person can get their stuff done. And when things are contingent upon other things from other people, you really need to be able to see it all in one central location. And my Asana board was like gold. Like my Asana board, like if I would be like, oh my God, what is this? Or when is this due? Like my Asana board was like everything in terms of looking at the global overall picture of the whole launch. So you've got to have some, like, you got to be organized. You've got to plan, you've got to be organized, and you need something to keep you on the straight and narrow in terms of your organization. So my, so I used Asana, and that was really amazing.
Now let's take it the other direction. What would you do? What would you ditch altogether? What would you do completely different?
What would I do different? That's a great question.
I think I know that you would charge your laptop.
Oh my gosh. So like I, you know what? Yes, yes, yes. Laurie, thank you. Okay. So, and I'll tell this right now. So in the middle of my launch event, which was a webinar, right? I did a webinar, and that day was so busy because I was working on, to the last minute, I was working on my actual webinar, and I had like, even with a ton of help, I still was at the last minute putting, you know, moving things around on slides and all that. And I had been working on my laptop. I remember I was in my pajamas. I had been working on my laptop all day long. And the webinar was at 8 p.m. on a Thursday. I sat down and, you know, where I had my, was intending to do my webinar. All my kids were put away. Like, it was going to be a great evening. I was like hyped, getting ready. All the energy was really good. I started my webinar, and as I came into the Zoom room and people were in the room, and I was like, yes, yes, yes. How's everybody doing? You know, whatever. I was like, it was really like a, it was like a lot of good energy and good vibes. Anyway, as things were going on, I looked at my screen and up flashes up where it says your battery is low. And I was like, oh my God, I did not remember to charge my laptop. And so when I got to like a good kind of maybe a natural transition point, I said, hey guys, you know, I remembered that I didn't have my, you know, charger, let me go get it. So I brought my charger, charged my laptop up, or I thought I was, and my laptop died anyway. The charger was kind of funky, and the way it was kind of hooked up to my laptop, it basically wasn't charging it. And my laptop died in the middle of the webinar. And I wanted to cry. Like, I literally wanted to be like, this is the worst day ever. Like, I spent all this time, all this money, and this is not going the way I wanted. But I didn't. Like, I had makeup on. I was like, no, I'm not going to cry. Like, I'm just going to get back on. I'm going to act like nothing happened, and I'm just going to keep going. And so when I did get back on, I said, hey guys, sorry, technical difficulties. I am back here now. We're good. Let's keep going. And I just kept rolling with it. So if I had one thing, I would make sure your laptop is charged before you start your launch event. If you're doing a live launch, if you're doing a webinar, whatever you're doing, please make sure all your tech stuff is charged up.
I will say, full disclosure, I was at Toki's webinar, and I will say not a single person in the, I don't even know how long you were gone, 2 minutes. It felt like eternity.
It felt like longer.
It felt like a really long time. And not a single person left. They all waited for you to come back. You did a really great job on your webinar. You had a lot of energy. You were really like into it. And people wanted to hear what you had to say. And I was so impressed that nobody left. I kept waiting to see like the numbers drop in the room. And not a single person left. They all waited. I thought that was amazing. It's really a testimony to how excited they were to hear what you had to say.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And I think it's also a testament to when you have amazing, not to my own horn, but when you have good content and you have good energy and the vibe is high and you're really there to serve and you want to serve, you want to deliver, you want to serve people, you want to deliver amazing content because you want people's lives to change. I think people sense that. And a tech outage or a tech issue is not going to make people leave, you know?
Absolutely.
And so I think, and that's what that taught me, right? Like, kind of getting out of that mindset of like, oh my God, I just want to hit my sales goals. I mean, of course, you know, this is a business and we do want to make money, you know, but we want to serve people and serve them at the highest level possible. And I think that's what we have to have at the forefront. And if we have that in our minds and that's kind of our mindset, everything else will come after. And so that's what that showed me and like what I learned from that particular experience and that scenario. And I felt like I was really connecting with everyone. And I felt like, you know, it was really good. So.
And it was great, actually. And I want to kind of go back to something you just said. And I think this is something that people don't realize that when you are coming from a place of trying to make sales versus trying to serve people, people know, and they pick up on that. And they know, like, I think we've talked before about that book, The Go-Giver, and, mm-hmm. and being from a place of service and mm-hmm. giving first and knowing that the more that you give, the more you will get.
Right.
So, and because people can smell that a mile away if you are just there to sell them something.
They know. And it's making sure that we intentionally are there to serve them. We experience, you know, having those mindset shifts is what's, I think, going to carry us really, really far. If we're too worried about kind of the sales and the numbers, I mean, those things are important and they have their place. But if we focus on showing up and serving at the highest level possible, everything else will come behind it. So absolutely.
Totally. Now we're gonna start to wrap up here because I know you're a busy mom and you have to do mom stuff, right? So but what we're going to do is wrap up and we're going to just talk about, I want you to share, what pearls of wisdom would you like to share with our listeners who are maybe just starting out, they're planning their first launch, they're getting ready to, you know, create their first program. What would be your advice to them as they embark on this process?
Yeah, good question. I think there's going to be a lot of times where you feel like you want to quit. There's going to be so many times, so many scenarios, whether it is that you put your program out into the world and, you know, people don't seem interested, or you go out on social media and you post and it's crickets, or, you know, whatever it may be. There are going to be times when you feel discouraged and you feel like, why am I even doing this? Why am I even doing this? And I think that, and it just sounds so like, oh my God, I hear this all the time, but really, honestly, like, it's really not to give up. It's really to keep going, because the more and more you progress and the further you push in and go in, the more you get to see what is working, what is not working. You can tweak things, you can make things different. You know, maybe if you put this out into the world and like nobody, you know, touched on it or felt, or people didn't really hang on to what you said or whatever, you can go back in now, you can go back into your closet and change things up. So, you know, just really just having that mindset of like, you know, that you're here to serve people and you know that you have something to offer to the world, because you're unique, you have your own experiences and you have things that people want to know about, right? Otherwise you wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't be doing this. There are things that you have and there are things that are locked up on the inside of you that people need to know, and people will get breakthroughs and get, you know, have success because of what you have, you know? And so I think if you just realize that just persisting and, you know, keeping on, you know, if you just continue on this path, you will eventually get to where you want. I mean, I started off, and I'll say this, like in 2019, I said this is my first official launch. Actually, it's not true. It's my second launch. I had a launch in 2019, December, or was it 2018? I can't even remember now. I can't remember. I had a launch prior and I literally made no sales. I didn't make a single sale in that particular launch for a whole host of different reasons. But what happened? Guess what I did? I looked at that launch and I said, you know what? This didn't work. This worked, you know, whatever. Well, actually nothing worked because I didn't make any sales. But what I'm saying is that I had that launch, and from that launch, I was able to kind of see all the things that had happened and kind of go forth and make all the necessary changes that I needed. And so I'm just putting that out there to say, things happen and you may not get it or hit it your first time, but if, as long as you keep going and you persist, you can definitely make it happen. That's the one thing. The second thing that I think is really important is your messaging and knowing your client avatar, knowing who it is that you're serving. And so this stems from having complete clarity. Clarity is so important. Clarity about who you're serving, clarity about your messaging, just, you know, your structure, just being very clear and understanding and having an understanding about what it is that you're doing and who you're serving, because all that carries through your entire process in terms of your messaging and all of that. I know that was kind of loaded, but I feel like that clarity is really, really an important piece. Like, for example, like my client avatar, I know who they are. I mean, I have her in my head. I can see her right now. I know what kind of clothes she wears. I know where she shops at. I know where she eats at. I mean, you have to have your client avatar in your head down to a science. I know what kind of phrases she uses. You've got to know who your avatar is so that you can be able to craft messaging that, you know, surrounding that. And then all that comes from being clear about who you're serving. And so I think that, you know, those two things are really, 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 really important.
Thanks. Let me ask you this, just to dive in a little deeper there. How do you get that clarity?
So a couple things that you can do is making, or in terms of getting the clarity on that avatar, is go talk to your avatar. You've got to find your avatar. Mm-hmm. Who's your avatar? Go find them. Find them where they are. Go where they're hanging out. Where's your avatar? Where are they? You know, go and find people that you know, people that you want to serve and talk to them. You've got to be right there with them to understand who they are, to get in their head. It shouldn't be that you're assuming what you think your avatar is, or who they want to be or whatever. It should be you going directly to the avatar and getting that information from them. And so you got to go where they are. And that's one of the ways that you get extreme clarity in terms of who the avatar is and how you serve them. And they'll tell you how they want to be served. They'll tell you how they want to be served, you know?
Those are great pieces of advice. Toki, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. You have given us an amazing in-depth look at what went on behind the scenes of your recent 10K launch. And yeah, we wish you so much success in your next launch. And I hope you'll come back and talk to us about your 20K launch, your 50K
Absolutely.
Launch.
Yes,
we have so many episodes we can do, you know, just based on Toki's launches. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about this. So we wish you so much success and on your next launch.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, you too, thanks.
Thanks for listening. And if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next episode is live. Check out our show notes for this episode, where you can find any of the links and resources that were mentioned during the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.